Welcome to the Gospel Express.
Number 10.
I would hide when I heard you coming. Didn't wanna fit you in my time. Thought life without you I would be fine. So because I didn't listen, you broke me down to get my attention. Now I see there was no other way. So I stand right here with these words to say. Lord, I'll go. If you lead me, Lord, I'm sure to follow. Just say so. And don't go. The road ahead may be long, dark, and narrow. But one thing I know, Lord, I'll go. There comes some times when I feel I'm not worthy.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Gospel Express. This week, myself, Nina Taylor, along with Elder Ernest Richards, we are counting down the country's top 10 gospel songs. We started off this great countdown with Jermaine Dolly, who has not been in the countdown for a little while. Glad to see him back. His song is entitled I'll Go. This is my homeboy. I'm glad to see him at the number 10 spot this week. Pastor, hello. How are you?
I feel the spirit of gospel music coming over, brother. And once again, my dear sister, we got a little shake up in the countdown. I mean, this is turning
into a boxing match.
You know what? If this was a stock market, we would have lost some money, but then we would have gained some money, all in the middle of it. So let's get right down to business. In the number 9 spot, you called it once again and said he would break the top 10 before we knew it. But he didn't break it once, he broke it twice, this time with the song entitled Residue. Here is Jason Nelson.
Take me to the water, body going under. And when I come up, I can feel the sun shining on my face. And like a janitor, you got me cleaned up. You made me a believer. The blind mark on my soul has been erased. And now that I've been with you, I've got a new set of. Enough to hear you. Through your word I made you. All of my mistakes have been washed away, forever changed. And like a baby I'm taking new steps.
And if I fall, I know you're right there. I'm holding on as you lead me the right way. And now that I've been with you, I've got a new set of
joy when I'm with you. I got a new set of rules. with so many things in the world today, you know. This thing is global. We're talking about hatred and viruses and, you know, brutality and young folks losing their life, but we still got to take a stand. We got to pray and come together, y'all. Said I need some help, yeah. Can I get my pastors, churches, politicians? Ooh, oh, help me, God. Said we need the teachers, singers, musicians. Yeah, yeah, we need to come together and take the stand. Mothers,
a shocker. I did not call this one. This one totally took me by surprise. He's in the number 8 spot this week. Now, I love Damon Little. I've loved him ever since You Can't Straddle the Fence. I've been a big fan ever since then, but this was a surprise for me. The song Stand Up this week coming in at number 8. This is the shocker for me. I did not see this one coming.
Well, believe it or not, he's been in top 30, I guess, for the last 29 weeks, and all he did was climb, and I hear what you're saying, but here's a shocker to me because I was expecting Bree Babineaux to stay in the top 5, and somehow they managed to push her down to 7. I'm going to start a strike, okay? You cannot let Bree Babineaux be in the number 7 spot, but since she's here,
I told you, you could not take it personal.
No, you can't be doing that. That ain't my baby mama, but that's my sister in Christ. That's for sure. Bree Babineaux is in the 7th spot with her song, He's My Rock. Beautiful song, by the way. Take a listen.
Mountains rise and fall. Seasons come and go. Father, through it all. One thing that I know, I can trust in you. People let you down, and life is filled with pain. Falling to the ground, on my knees to say, I can trust in you. Oh, He's my rock, on a solid rock I'll stand. He's my rock, on a solid rock I'll stand. You were faithful in the storm. I was never left alone. Oh, no, 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 no. So when every mountain high, in every valley low, I will trust. Say that he
Number six.
Continuing to climb with this one. It also features her mom, Karen Clark Sheard. Knew she'd go to the top five with this one. Probably will have her week at number one with the song Something Has to Break. This week coming in at number six.
And I recognize that though the last name is Sheard, there's a Clark in the midst of all of it. And that Maddie Moss that's in the daughter is also in the granddaughter. So it's a beautiful thing. But wait. In the number five spot, this one I did not expect, didn't know it was going to even happen, didn't get the memo. Todd Delaney is holding down the number five spot with a song entitled Revelation 4.
Round the throne of the Lord, hear the elders say, at the feet of the King is a constant offering. Around the throne of the Lord, they never cease to sing. At the feet of the King, there's a common thing. They cry, holy, holy Lord. So we cry, holy, holy God.
I hear the
the feet of my King.
At the feet of the King. It's casting all for me.
Round the throne of the Lord. They never get tired of it.
Never cease to sing.
At the feet of King Jesus.
At the feet of the King. To the only wise God, yep, the only wise King, you are the only wise God, yeah. To the only wise King, yeah. To the only wise,
the one who sits up on the throne,
to the only wise King.
And he cannot be removed. You are the only one, Lord.
To the only wise,
yeah, to the only wise.
To the only wise.
The one who sits up high and looks down us.
To the only wise.
The one who saved us all.
To the only wise.
Yeah.
To the only wise.
That's enough. To the only wise, God.
To the only wise.
I call you.
Number four.
Yo, MVP, let's go.
All of my life, I've never known you to fail. You remain the same and wonderful is your name. All of my life, I've never known you to fail. You remain the same and wonderful is your name.
For dear life, Melvin Crispell III with Wonderful Is Your Name. I love what he did with this one. He's down just a little bit. He did make it all the way to number one, then dropping down to number three. Now he's in number four, which he could go back to number one. You just never, ever know. So congratulations again to Melvin Crispell III with this week's number four song.
Now, is that a prophecy that I'm hearing from you? I just want to know,
no.
Is Nina Taylor the prophetess speaking, or is Nina Taylor the music lover speaking? Which is it?
I don't know. Some things you just see.
Yeah, I see. Listen, in the number three spot, and she has stayed in the top five for, well, actually, she dropped a little bit, but you know what? She was in the number one spot, and it seems like she got knocked down one, and the next one stepped over. We'll talk about those two later, but Miss Chantel Norman Beattie has her song, and folks, if you don't understand classics, even though it's done in a contemporary fashion, it still has that classic feel. Here she is with Jesus Will Fix It. Trouble in My Way.
Ladies and gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it, and now the wait is finally over. Chantel.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes. Trouble, I have to cry sometimes. I lay awake at night, but that's alright, yeah. Cause I know Jesus, he will fix it. Cause I know Jesus,
Number two.
Help me,
yeah.
To finish well.
Help.
Okay, Tamela, we knew this was going to happen. As soon as Tamela debuted in the top 40, I said, okay, her next number one song. So she's on her way. This week at number two, she probably made the biggest jump this week from number six all the way to number two with her beautiful song, Help Me. We all knew this one was coming, okay? You don't have to be a prophet to see that. We know Tamela does nothing but fit gold.
Sis, some things are just obvious. And here's the crazy part. She supposedly has had the most plays, increased plays in the last week. But now listen, I know you've got
Before you get to number one, let's just quickly backtrack. Folks missed the entire countdown. Now, but like I said, I'm not surprised because you can all see all this happening. Number 10 this week, Jermaine Dolly, my homeboy from Philly. Congratulations with his song, I'll Go.
Amen. And number 9, Jason Nelson, the song entitled Residue.
Number 8, Damon Little with Stand Up.
Number 7, Bree Babineaux. She's been cheated. No, her song is entitled He's My Rock.
Number 6, Kiara Sheard and Karen Clark Sheard with Something Has to Break.
In the number 5 spot, my brother Todd Delaney, Revelation 4 is the name of this song.
4 is Melvin Crispell III with his daddy's song, Wonderful Is Your Name.
In the number 3 spot, Chantel Norman Beattie, Jesus Will Fix It, Trouble in My Way from the Dare.
Number 2, yes, the incomparable Tamela Mann with her song Help Me. We all knew this was going to happen. She is on her way to being the number 1 song. So congratulations, Tamela.
Now, normally we'll give you the number 1 song almost immediately, but y'all going to have to wait. Sis, I know you always have some good music. What you going to hit me with this week? Before we give them what the number 1 song is.
Me and everyone else is falling in love with Maverick City Music. They actually have a new song. They teamed up with Elevation Worship, which they're fantastic as well. The song is called Gyra. It is debuted this week in the top 40, looking for this one also to make its way to the number 1 spot. So that's what we're going to debut.
You're listening to The Gospel Express with Nina Taylor and her co-host, Pastor Ernest E. Richard Jr.
I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the wind to call me out. You would cross an ocean. So clear what it's all about. So stay by my side when the sun goes down. Don't wanna forget how I feel right now. Gyra, Gyra, you are enough.
I know that you are.
Gyra, you are enough.
I will be
running
this right now.
In every
Just like
Wasn't that beautiful? I told you, Maverick City Music, they've been nominated. I cannot wait for the Doves. I know they're going to clean up there as well. So, again, that song was Gyra. Now, the number one song, I'm not shocked at all.
Well, listen, just like you said with Maverick City Music, this song, The Prophetess, has spoken. This
Nina, the musicologist, has struck again. Okay, now this classic. Before we get to the classic, you gotta let me tell them about me growing up on this song. But before we get to that, remember to connect with me on all social media outlets. You can find all my outlets on my website. I thank the 2,000 people who have gone to my website in the month of August. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's just so exciting, just growing and growing. People are just checking out my website. Thank you. I love the emails. And thank you so much for your support. MSNinaTaylor.com.
You can connect with me on all social media as well. Look up Preacher719 or look up Elder Ernest Richard on Facebook or Ernest E. Richard also on Facebook. Call me at area code 202-802-5209. That number is 202-802-5209. October 9th, we will be together in the city of West Haven, Connecticut for the 15th annual Hollaback Gospel Music Awards show. And I am so looking forward to doing this show with you, my sister. Now! But there is a special song I want to play, and I want to hear your story behind this song before we make the announcement of what it is.
I grew up in Philadelphia, as everyone knows, and this particular song was one of our choir's favorites. I mean, this was a showstopper. It's like everybody's going in, the wigs are flying, the shoes are coming off. I mean, this was the song that would do it. It was called Stretch Out.
It was written by Bishop J.C. White. And the lead on that song included his wife's First Lady Gloria White out of Bridgeport, Connecticut. He used to work with the Radio Institutional Choir. And one of the first pastors or bishops, should I say, to ever really do radio in a show fashion form. So here, without further ado, is this week's classic.
Oh, I didn't say the name of the church. Let me plug my old church because it's still standing today. The Deliverance Center of Philadelphia and the choir. Back then, to have over 100 people in a choir was a huge thing. The 100 plus voices of deliverance.
My. I can imagine what that service was like. You got 100, and they all start shouting. Sir, your service started at 10 o'clock, didn't end to 4 o'clock because they shouted to 2 o'clock. Not just your choir, but every choir across America in that era played that song, ministered that song, shouted to that song. If you didn't feel the spirit after you heard Stretch Out, there was just something wrong with you. You was just flat out dead. There's nothing else to be said. Now for you young folks, here is the Radio Institutional Choir with the gospel classic, Stretch Out.